Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of Impact Vest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Impact Vest podcast. I am Tanya Love Lamort, the Managing Director of the Impact Vest Alliance. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Jennifer Allen, the Managing Director of our Impact Vest Giving Organization. I've had the privilege of working with Jennifer in many different capacities, work-related and philanthropy, over the last 20-plus years. So it is an absolute joy for me to interview you today and discuss your role with Impact Vest. Welcome to our podcast, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tanya. It is my absolute pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I want to start with an intro question. Tell us about yourself, your background, and your experiences.
Certainly. I'm from a large family. I'm number 9 of 11 and the youngest girl. I grew up in Jamaica with my grandparents, and there I received my foundational education at an all-girls grammar school. My adult years have been spent in the U.S., mostly in New York, and then worked across a few Fortune 500 companies here, where I leverage my engineering and leadership capabilities in research and development, in strategy, and in operations. On a personal note, I am the very proud mother of 3 boys, including fraternal twins, and a very creative musician. I am almost always found reading a book or 2 or even 3 all at the same time and have a passion for serving, especially in areas that are underserved. Enough about me.
That is true. I can contest to a lot of what you said. What drew you to Impact Vest?
My involvement with Impact Vest Giving pulls on the innovative thread that my corporate experience have trained and exposed me to, and the service. It aligns very well with, that verse that says, to whom much is given, much is required. That's part of what I firmly believe. So when my very good friend of a few decades asked me to lend my expertise, it was a no-brainer. So from my little village to here and now, I've been tremendously blessed, and it is my endeavor to shepherd those blessings to help others. So leading at Impact Vest to mobilize philanthropic capital to lasting positive social impact aligns very, very well with my aspirations. So a no-brainer to align the two things, my experience and my passion.
Well, definitely, it takes a lot of passion to work in a philanthropy space. Tell us a little bit, why giving? Why giving in sustainable financial sector?
I will answer the first part of my response with, why not? Philanthropy or giving in any sector can serve as a catalyst for bridging funding gaps or to help scale innovative solutions or even to help support building an organization's capacity. So definitely can be an asset in any sector, including sustainable finance. Quite often, these supporting initiatives that drive social, environmental, or economic challenge that addresses all of these social, environmental, and economic challenges, such as climate change and poverty and inequality, they often carry a higher risk, and traditional investors might tend to shy away from those types of investments. But I feel like we have a moral responsibility to contribute to the good of the whole. So our planet needs the collective to solve issues around climate change. Underserved communities can be empowered to innovate and solve global and social and economic challenges. So ImpactVest giving as an example of why we do this in a sustainable financial sector is leading the way as a catalyst to bring about transformative environmental and social change. So as our mission states, you know, we try to effectively address systemic social and environmental challenges, fostering a more equitable and sustainable future and improving the quality of life for people around the world. So the bottom line is, why not? We have an opportunity. We have an obligation. I think it is the right thing to do to bring about that change.
All good points you're making. It's definitely a collective effort, not just what you're doing in ImpactVest Giving, which is great, but it's something that we all should take ownership of having a better future to come. Tell us about some of the projects or programs that you support.
We are just beginning. So our goal is to mobilize philanthropic capital to areas of need that are aligned with our mission and provide lasting positive social impact. So one of the instruments that we use to deliver this is grants. One of our first initiatives that we sponsored is the Inclusive Entrepreneur Academy in South Africa. The organization's objective is to stand up and run a high quality academy for entrepreneurship for the township youth and for unemployed individuals in South Africa. So in the spirit of, and the words actually of Nelson Mandela, education is the most powerful weapon that we can use to change the world. We are supporting this organization that, as an example, more recently just had a women entrepreneur symposium where the focus was on sustainable digital transformation. This initiative was held earlier this year at the Gordon Institute of Business Science, the University of Pretoria in South Africa. And there we had entrepreneurs, government reps, people from academia coming together and discussing urgent issues affecting women entrepreneurship. Women were given a voice to express their own views and solutions to foster inclusive entrepreneurship. So that was really a very powerful initiative that was we've supported that provided inputs that were now in the hands of the local authorities as policy recommendations that will bring about business development support programs. In the future, we hope to put on a hackathon, and we hope to continue to do other programs, collaborate with corporations, collaborate with global youth leaders, and continue to drive positive social impact.
The grant that you've already supported is very powerful indeed. So thank you for sharing that with us. And we're looking forward to hearing and seeing more about your programs and projects that are to come. How has this experience informed you, everything that you just described to me?
It has been an eye-opening experience. I think that the aperture of a higher consciousness of the SDGs, for example, and also a very tangible and practical way that I can help. I mean, the problems might be or feel insurmountable at times, but just being able to take this, in my mind, maybe a baby step to helping will help with the overall solution. So the experience has also ushered me into a community that is so passionate about social and environmental impact that I am learning and growing in my appreciation for other ways in which I can contribute and create influence. The years that I've spent honing my nonprofit leadership in corporate America has indeed prepared me for taking on this. And I'm very, very grateful for those opportunities that I've had that have led to this.
Impressive indeed. What's your vision for the next 3 to 5 years, and where do you want to grow?
That's a very exciting future, I think, that we have. So as I mentioned earlier, we are just starting where I'd like to see us become a more robust organization that has strong governance, that we are leading the way in the way in which we allocate philanthropic or catalytic capital, and that the industry is paying attention to the example, and more people are doing that in the way they create investments. So we would like to grow our grants programs. We would like to continue to mobilize capital and provide positive impact through the deployment of said capital. We want to grow in our collaborations and involvement with youth leaders. We definitely would want to more globally influence how capital is allocated toward impact. So those are some things that I think I would like for us to grow in and to see happen in the next couple of years.
Oh, great. You're already doing a lot and you just started. And now to talk about what's on the horizon of where you're going in the next 3 to 5 years, it's just exciting to hear about. And anytime that you're in a philanthropy space, especially when you're focusing on the future and trying to preserve the future in the world we live in, it's just so exciting to hear about it. So thank you for taking on this role and doing it well. Even though you've just started, you already accomplished a lot just until this point. If you could use one word to describe the work that you're doing, what would that word be?
Without a doubt, impact.
You want to expound on that? Why
did you ask for one word?
I know I did, and you gave it. And I want to know what was behind that impact that allowed you to say it. Is it everything that you've described up until this point, your vision, your mission, everything is loaded into that one word, impact. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. So when we think about what traditional foundations and what traditional organizations are doing around sustainable finance, we want to create that innovative path where the emphasis is not only on the return on the investment from capital, but we also want to, you know, bring the focus to the purpose of capital, which is to seek the highest impact. So not just the financial impact can be defined in other ways. And we want to shift the dynamic as to how investors approach the deployment of capital. So impact definitely is where it's at.
One last question for you. What closing comments would you like to share with our listening audience?
I would say having an open and inviting mind about new concepts of incorporating catalytic capital or philanthropic capital in investment models to accelerate positive social impact. Have an open mind, have an innovative mind, focus on impact.
Got it. Thank you for joining us today, Jennifer. It has truly been a pleasure speaking with you, and we're delighted to have you as the Managing Director of Impact Best Giving.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my absolute pleasure.
And I would also like to add that you can find information on the Impact Best Giving landing page, which is on our website at www.impactbest.com. Thank you, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Impact Best podcast, Transformative Global Innovation in a New Era of Impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our Impact Best newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at Impact Best.